We'll look at the tape.
Hogan Johns.
I think we got to come out hard and stay hard.
Part of Chicago's best Bears coverage.
I don't know.
Now, here they are.
They're day-to-day in my mind.
WGN Radio's very own Adam Hogue.
I'm violent.
And the Chicago Sun-Times' Adam Johns.
What an a-hole.
Hug it, chug it, football!
What's up? Welcome in. Quarterback competition is on. What? That's right.
No.
It's really happening.
Finally.
Even though they're still not really admitting it. This is episode 107 of Hogan Johns. We always got a competition here.
Yeah.
Or something like that. At Adam Hogue, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read us at WGNradio.com/Bears. That's where my latest 10 Bears things are up and loaded. ChicagoSunTimes.com is where you read Johns. He's got his reaction to the now open quarterback competition up there. And as you know, you can subscribe to the podcast, search Hogan Johns on iTunes. Please rate and review it. We appreciate you doing that. And a new thing that we're asking you to do, put together a little survey. Just curious about what our loyal listeners, we don't really want to open this up to everybody, but just those of you that listen to the podcast a lot, have been for a while, we want to get your thoughts. We're not looking to change anything big. We're just kind of curious what you think about little things that we do here and there. And so if you're interested in filling out that survey, it's really quick. You can literally do it in less than 2 minutes.
You just got to give us your income, social security number, your passport number, your driver's license number.
And bank accounts.
Yep.
We need bank account numbers,
too. Just kidding.
But no, it's really easy, and we just want to find some things out from you. So if you're interested in filling out that survey, DM me at Adam Hogue. Send me a direct message. I'm going to open that up to anybody, which I'm a little scared about.
Ooh.
I had it open to the public. You know you can do that, right?
Yes, yes.
And I was getting the same type of stuff that people can just tweet at me.
So they wanted like off the record stuff,
and then like and so
hoping for some inside information on the down low or on the DM.
So we'll try it again.
I get it,
but DM me and I'll send you the link because I like I said I don't want to put it out to everybody, but I do want those of you who are loyal listeners to have the opportunity to chime in.
Feedback is good. Help us improve.
Yeah. We started our day today, we're recording this on Thursday, by doing a little, I guess what they call, the kids call an AMA.
AMA.
On Reddit.
The Reddit's been around for a long time.
Yeah. I haven't really used it much, but it's basically the message.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, I had fun doing that.
It was good.
I didn't really know what I was doing at first, and the thing wouldn't let me, for those of you, a lot of our podcast listeners are on the, Shy Bears subreddit.
I think you got it right.
I think that's the lingo. So it's just CHI Bears. And they asked us to come on and just do it. Ask me anything. That's what the AMA stands for. And just we basically answered a ton of Bears questions over about a 45-minute period. But at the beginning, it wouldn't let me post anything. I was
Same
getting
here.
Really frustrated.
You were?
I was like, come on. Why is this?
You nearly slammed your computer and walked out to practice. Don't worry, I talked them off the ledge, everybody.
Yeah. No, and then it finally started letting me answer questions, and I wish we could have done more.
Yeah. Yeah. It went by fast.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. We didn't get to them all. We'll do it again. We should do it again.
The link to that survey is also on that subreddit, and we already got a bunch of responses, so I appreciate you guys doing that. We think it's gonna help with things. But more importantly than any other that garbage, there's a quarterback thing happening.
No way.
On Sunday in Tennessee.
Says who? You?
Says John Fox, kinda.
Kinda.
others are now reporting that Mitch Trubisky's starting the game, that's not happening.
No.
If you saw that tweet today that was going around Twitter, it's inaccurate. It's Mike Glennon in the first half, Mitch Trubisky starting the second half with the starters. I wonder, though, if that changes at all.
What do you mean?
Based on the game. You don't know how games are going to play out. I think the Bears legitimately want to see Mitch play against the Titans starters, which is not completely in their control.
So, okay, let's do the hypothetical game. Mike Glennon has 11.2 passer rating, another interception, and 5 yards passing in the first quarter. Give him the hook? Put in the kid?
If it's that bad, yeah.
Okay.
Do you think the now
50 that's, yards passing, no touchdowns, maybe a field goal led drive?
Wait, give me that one again.
50 yards passing.
Okay.
Let's call him 2-4-6. He hit a long one. Maybe a good screen, maybe.
That's not a whole lot of work.
You want more from Mike Glennon. He needs the work.
I mean, it depends how it plays out. Let me forget numbers. If he looks god-awful in the first quarter, like to the point where you're still really concerned about whether or not he's worthy or not, worthy enough to start the season.
Well, you're thinking, like, what?
You have to go to Trubisky then.
Yes.
Because you have to see then if Trubisky can do it. Okay? And if he sucks too, then, you know, then you're just in a really bad spot. And sorry. But if that's the scenario and Trubisky comes out and balls out, well, I think you have your starting quarterback then. And you got to find, because here's my problem. And by the way, I didn't really get, Mike Glennon was really the one who said it was one series with the starters.
Yes.
Fox didn't really say that, right? He said we'll go from there.
Yes.
So
I think it starts, let's say he has a bad three and out, or.
But what if it's not even really his fault? Like what if, you know, Hronis Grasoon misses a block on first down when they try to run the ball, and it's a loss of three. Now all of a sudden you're behind the chains, and then he hits like a 7 yard pass, and then, you know, on third down a receiver drops a ball. Well, that's a three and out, and that's not really any of Trubisky's
fault.
You're
not getting that true evaluation.
That's not an evaluation. You got to keep the starters in longer than for another drive.
I think they're very open-ended in terms of that. So what did Mike Glennon actually said one rep? His exact words.
Yeah, I think
rep.
He meant series. Yes. But I think Mike Glennon is a little bit in denial here about what's going on. Because he was asked point blank, is this a quarter? Actually, I have that for you. Mike Glennon was asked point blank if this is a quarterback battle.
No.
You should just leave it.
Nothing has changed as far as the depth chart, and Mitch is getting one rep with the starters in the second half.
Okay, I don't want to overanalyze this, but
we have to.
No.
We have to use that for other
things. Yeah, actually, that needs to be pulled. I should have pulled that already.
That is good.
No.
That's
like,
good.
That sounds like my 3-year-old.
No.
Wait, you too, your 3-year-old?
No, that's James, get dressed.
No.
James, brush your teeth.
No.
James, it's time to go to school.
No.
That's good. I like that.
But here's the thing. I want to play this again for you. Because no, he comes out very firmly at the beginning. It's very convincing. No. Listen to how he trails off, though, as his answer continues.
No. It was clear to me that nothing has changed as far as the depth chart, and Mitch is getting one rep with the starters in the second half.
And then he's getting one rep. And it's like, uh-oh.
Of course nothing has changed to the depth chart. Fox made sure to say that immediately. But
it kind of did, because yes. Mark Sanchez isn't the second number. He's not the number two quarterback.
He's not going to play in Tennessee.
Now, maybe if, like, the season started tomorrow, he's still technically your backup. And Fox did say that. Mark Sanchez is our backup. But the depth chart is changing on Sunday.
If they don't want to call it a competition, whatever. Mike Glennon's playing for his starting job in Tennessee.
I think that's fair.
It's very clear. It's no ifs, ands, or buts, really. If he is awful, you cannot go into week one with him.
I think that's tough to do. But see, the thing here is we continue to analyze this and the fans all want to know. The thing that we really can't understand that only the coaching staff knows is how much Mitch Trubisky really understands his offense.
How much does Mike Glennon really understand this offense?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I wrote this in my column today. If Mike Glennon truly is the unquestioned starter, he's playing into the second half with the rest of the starters.
Well, that's why he's not, obviously.
He's not.
Yeah.
It's a true competition. Now, they have completely swung that door open and propped it with a dead weight. The job is there for Mitch Trubisky. It is. He may not get it for week one. He may get it in week two or week three. But he has an opportunity to really shorten this plan of patience that the Bears wanted to have initially.
Well, that would be... Could you imagine if Glennon starts week one and then they decide to change it to Trubisky week two as the Bears head to Tampa Bay?
Yeah, look, the Bears aren't opposed to making crazy decisions before games. I mean, Kyle Long has never played right tackle, and all of a sudden he's your right tackle.
Yeah, and by the way, Cody
Whitehair's never played center, all of a sudden he's your center.
By the way, Kyle Long's going to start the season a left guard. Well, I don't know if he's going to be ready to start the season, but whenever he does get out there, he's going to be in a new position that he hasn't played.
Exactly.
And he hasn't played in a game before.
Exactly. I don't think he's going to be ready for the opener, but...
But you want... You don't?
No. No. No.
Yeah, but he didn't suffer a setback, according to John Fox.
When he called it, I know we're getting sidetracked here, but when your head coach is calling your injury pretty serious, and you had the surgery for that pretty serious injury months ago,
yeah,
that's not good.
But look, he... Yeah, we are getting sidetracked. But he was practicing, he was doing team reps in Bourbonnais, and then he got in a fight with Hronis Grisou, and then he sees a doctor 2 days later, and then he hasn't practiced since.
That doctor's appointment, though, was planned long ago, just like this plan to play Trubisky with the starters was planned a
long time ago, even though on Monday John Fox said they hadn't talked about it yet.
Yes.
So which one is it?
Yes. I like Mike Glennon's answer to that. Ask the coaches. They may have had a plan. We may have had a plan.
Yeah.
There may have been a plan. I forget what he exactly said, but we like this word plan a lot with the Bears these days.
Well, you were on Ryan Pace about the plan and if there'd be changes to the plan.
Yeah. When is the plan change? Where's the plan for the change of the plan?
I don't know how you worded that to him, but it was confusing to me. I think he understood the question, though, and he still didn't bite.
No, no, no. Good for him. He was a pro there.
Yeah, no.
But he has to be excited by this. Come on. Number two overall pick. The guy, he identified as the best quarterback in this draft long ago, has the kid said himself that he's progressed faster than many thought he would. He's a bit impressive.
Yeah, here's what Trubisky had to say about that.
I've shown them what I could do. I think I've progressed faster than they expected I would, but I still got a long ways to go, and I know that, but I think I've shown that I've earned these reps, and I just need to continue to get better each day.
That was the most confident we've heard Mitch since he was drafted.
It was just the way he, and beyond that, it was the way he handled himself.
Yeah.
Too. It was the smirks when you would try to get him to say something about being the starting quarterback and knowing where he had control of the press conference. I think that's what surprised me. There was a confidence to that in terms of him standing up there, the way he said hello to us, the way he said goodbye to us, the way he interjected in questions saying, "You're not going to get me to say anything crazy."
Yeah.
He had control of the entire situation. It was impressive.
No.
Go to your room.
Mike Glennon disagrees with you. No, I think you're right. This is a big game Sunday. It really is. Isn't this like... When's the last time the Bears preseason mattered this much? We usually kind of, I'm not accusing us of sleepwalking through the preseason, but there's usually like this, once you get a couple games in, you're kind of like, all right, when does the regular season start? I'm not even close to that point right now.
No. This could be more important than, not more important than the regular season, but this could set the path up for so many things in the regular season.
Well, this one game in Tennessee. It could definitely have a huge impact on what the Bears' final record is this year, but it could also have a huge impact on Mitch Trubisky's career.
Yes.
And I've heard some people get on the Bears for the way they've handled this, for not really having a plan, and kind of just flying by the seat of their pants here. I'm not on board with that because you don't know. John Fox actually talked about this a little bit today. It wasn't in the context of Trubisky. It was more in the context of Tariq Cohen. But what he said was, obviously anybody you draft, you like.
Mm-hmm.
Duh, that you're drafting them. But you don't know how they're going to react to the NFL, mainly how they're going to absorb the playbook, absorb what their job responsibilities are, and then go and execute all that. Like, you can't predict that. You can do as much homework as possible. You can do the background checks, and they certainly exhaust themselves doing so. But you don't know until it happens. So my only problem with the way the Bears have handled this at all was really just in the context of Mike Glennon being so strong that he's the starter, only because I didn't understand what he had done to deserve that. That being said, I understand how they from Mitch Trubisky's side of it, they set themselves up for the idea that he wouldn't play in 2017 because you don't know how he's going to react. So this is all a good thing, I think, the way he has reacted, the way he can confidently stand up there and say, I think I've surprised them with what they expected of me so far. That's all positive. So I don't think it's right to totally criticize the organization. In fact, I think we came out so strong after that game in Arizona because we didn't really expect them. I don't know about you. I did not expect to see Mitch taking first-team reps in practice or in this game coming up this week. But I think we both recognized that's what needed to happen. So I'm willing, and I wrote this in my 10 Bears things. Whatever John Fox is saying about what the plan was and they hadn't talked – ultimately, who cares? That's just John Fox talking and doing what he – the bottom line is Ryan Pace and John Fox recognized what everyone else is recognizing, that it's time to see – and let's just minimize it to that. All this is it's time to see how Mitch Trubisky performs with starters against starters, and then we'll reevaluate on Monday after we see what happens in Nashville.
I think ultimately – you want players to change plans for better and for worse through their performances. Mitch Trubisky has exceeded expectations to a point where called for things to change. Like, he may not be ready to start. We may learn that very well from this week and from the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But he was ready for more. He's already proven that. He's earned that right. I think that's what you want. You want to reward players for that. I just like a Jordan Howard situation. The Bears get a lot of flack for not identifying him soon enough. People forget that he reported in less than good shape.
Yeah, by his own admission.
Yes, yes. Then he hurt his hamstring. It took Jeremy Langford getting hurt, and it took for things to finally click for Jordan Howard and get that opportunity. You know, knowing the playbook, knowing the offensive line had come together at that point. Having the right scheme and things and the play calls, all those things came together, and all of a sudden Jordan Howard is your starting running back. It took a whole bunch of stuff to come together. He changed their plan then. Jeremy Langford was no longer their starting running back, a guy they were going to plan around. Jordan Howard became the guy they were going to plan around. Mitch Trubisky, he's not saying it. John Fox really isn't saying it. But through his play in Bourbonnais and especially in the preseason, he's changed the conversation where the Bears have to be open to playing him more.
And, yeah, part of it is Glennon, too. I mean, he doesn't look good.
Yes, you don't need a true evaluation of Mitch Trubisky if Mike Glennon is playing decent. Right.
Which is why this has always been a competition. Because as these coaches always say, it's always a competition.
Yeah.
Guys compete with each other every single day.
I tried to get Fox to use performance base yesterday, and he stiff-armed me hard.
Yeah. Well, how'd you word the question again?
Let's see if I can remember. John, you always use performance base to describe competitions on your team. When you look at the quarterback situation, can we call this performance? And he cut me off, and they played it on the radio. They played it on Comcast. And that was me. He was cutting off everybody.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, that's what I brought up last week. It's always performance-based business, so why isn't it that way with the quarterbacks?
Well, I think it's become that. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to give me that.
It is a competition. That's what the headline was in multiple places, including mine on my 10 Bears things. The competition is on.
Yes.
Here it is. Yes. So it's going to be going down in Tennessee on Sunday. We'll probably have a post game episode.
Oh, absolutely. We have to.
We'll definitely have it. So either way, we'll have that post game reaction. Kind of, we're all simulating a real game week this week. The Bears are on their game week schedule in terms of practices. They're playing noon game
Sunday.
On Sunday, we'll have the post game. And
there could be a lot to talk. There is going to be, absolutely. No matter what happens, there's going to be a lot to digest.
Okay, do we have the quarterback thing covered at this point?
Yeah, I think so. They just need to play at this point.
Yeah, we got to see what's
going to
happen.
Let it play out.
There's some other things we want to watch, for sure. Other things that are going on in this game. So it's not just all about the quarterback situation, although that's going to be about 90% of it, of course. But real quick, before we move on to the rest of the game. What does the fox say?
Whether it was an underwear or now even the pads, you know, he's very explosive. What the fox say?
Tariq Cohen. Who called himself the Chocolate Badger today.
New nicknames. That guy is...
That was outstanding.
He really is the life of the party, man.
He does.
I could give some practice details with the way he was celebrating over someplace today on the field. But yeah. He is...
Well, Josh Bellamy's egging him on.
Yeah.
Because Bellamy doesn't stop talking the entire practice.
Yes, yes.
And then Tariq is the life of the party, and he's out there too. But
you ever just watch him? He doesn't sit still. He's always dancing. If he's waiting for his rep, and he's paying attention, but he's shaking his explosive behind and whatnot.
When he's in underwear or in his pads, he's explosive. Careful with that one. So the Chocolate Badger thing was, he's a huge Tyrann Mathieu fan. He got to play against him Saturday in Arizona, and I guess Mathieu DM'd him on Twitter after the game with a message, just keep grinding and stay humble. And Tariq said he screamed like a little girl. He was so excited. So then someone asked him, Tyrann Mathieu's the honey badger. What animal?
That's a perfect setup.
What animal would you be? And he said,
I'm thinking the chocolate badger. Chocolate badger. I'm going to kind of ride off his wave a little bit.
The chocolate badger. I don't think he understands that.
Yeah.
The honey badger is actually a real animal.
Yes.
It's not just like a honey, not like a badger that's covered in honey.
They're not like Teddy Grahams, where you got the chocolate Teddy Grahams and the honey Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, or the
chocolate chip Teddy Grahams.
Yeah. All right. So what else do you want to see in this game?
Besides the quarterbacks?
I think that you just want to keep seeing the defense.
Yes.
Continue to look, I don't want to use the word D word, dominant, but pretty darn good through two games.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have everybody in the last game. So I don't know if Akeem Hicks can get back out there.
They were playing nasty today.
That's what Hicks said.
I want to see if Danny Trevathan plays and how well he plays.
You think
well
he's that close?
Well, I think he's surprisingly that close.
Makes sense to get him out there this week.
Yeah, you're going to need him. I think there's going to be a rotation with him and Kukowski in some form. They even did it last year when Trevathan was healthy. But I'm almost shocked at that he's ready. I mean, his knee blew up.
Well, the fact they didn't put him on PUP to start.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's amazing.
It is.
It's miraculous in a way.
It is.
And that injury for some players is career ending. If not, I mean, by all accounts, it takes a year for that player with that torn patellar tendon to feel like himself. Now, he may not be right. He may have to figure himself out in some capacity. But for week one to at least be an option, it's crazy.
He's really only at 9 months right now. So that is extremely quick.
Yeah,
healing job on that one. So, yeah, I mean, just for me, the defense. But here's the other part. Okay, back to the offense. Everyone's watching the quarterbacks, but these wide receivers, too. I mean, they need to.
Well, it's.
They've been underwhelming so far.
Need one to go with the other.
And I've alluded to this in the past, a couple past episodes. I'm interested. I want to see Kevin White and Mitch Trubisky on the field at the same time.
Yes.
And don't underestimate how much that might matter.
Yeah, I think Kevin White wants to see Kevin White on the field with Mitch Trubisky.
Let's not forget that Kevin White is still Ryan Pace's first draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And if all of a sudden they're on the field together and Trubisky hooks up with them three times in a drive and something's clicking,
You don't think that's going to be part of the evaluation on who to play week one?
Kevin White.
Because the Bears still want Kevin White to be something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he occasionally gives you that glimpse that he still can be. I don't know if he'll be something special, but I still think he can be something. And he's the type of guy who needs the ball, and he's got to catch it in stride. It's big, fast, pretty aggressive runner. Mike Glennon does not hit anybody in stride. I haven't seen that consistently at all since the guys arrived. Mitch Trubisky, he hits people in stride.
Yeah, well, he was,
accuracy is his thing.
It was better in the first game than the second game, but I would agree based on practice, too, that we see more of that.
Oh, yeah.
My concern with Kevin White is he's struggling to get off man coverage. And so if he can get some space, and by the way, that's another reason why it might work out better with Trubisky, because you know when a quarterback can extend the play, that allows the wide receiver to get open.
Even if you're doing bootlegs and rollouts and things like that, you know?
And it's not Glennon's fault, but he's just not very mobile in the pocket. He's never has been, never will be. So with him, it seems like it's more of a, you know, quick time, short routes.
Dink and dunky.
You got to get open, though, quickly. And that's the thing I'm seeing with Kevin White now is he's not doing that. He needs extra time to get open. So the quarterback that can extend plays – That might find Kevin White open more.
Well, I in terms of skill set, I think the playbooks, the play calls are going to be extremely different for Mike Glennon. And okay, maybe extremely is a reach, but there'll be significant differences in what Dow Loggins calls for both of them. Yeah, it deals with comfort and what the players like to do, but their skill sets bring out different things, not only in themselves, but the players around them.
Yeah. All right, how about this kicker battle? This raging kicker battle.
Raging?
No one seems to care about.
Did you call it raging?
That's why it was very
How about the guy make a kick first before you call it raging?
That's why it was a very sarcastic raging.
Okay.
It was sarcastic.
My sarcasm meter wasn't on right now.
Well, no one is even like giving Aguayo a chance here.
He's got to make a kick.
I understand that. Well, he did make an extra point.
You could make an extra point.
All right, so I talked to Roberto Aguayo yesterday. Would you like to hear this conversation? He was interesting, I thought. I wasn't really excited. I didn't do this interview for the podcast. I was doing it for my column, and I was in the middle of it, and I'm like, this is actually worth – I mean, he's good. It's worth playing.
Do it. All right. I feel like I'm going to feel sorry for him, though. Play it.
Been about a week and a half since you got here. How's the adjustment been? And I know it wasn't really something you were expecting.
Yeah, definitely a quick turnaround. Just happy to be here, happy to get the opportunity, and it's definitely a different scenery. I like it. Very, very relaxed environment. All the guys are, you know, welcoming, and coaching staff and all the staff here, you know, we're very accommodating with the quick turnaround. Just glad to be out here and, you know, excited to go out and practice.
Obviously, the kicks in the game carry the most weight, but how does the competition carry over into practice?
At the end of the day, you know, we just go out and try to hit clean balls, try to hit them to the best of our abilities. You know, some might not go in, others will go in. But at the end of the day, it's just trying to get a little bit better To me, I look at it, every kick counts. So at the end of the day, I try to focus on every kick, no matter if it's a 10-yarder or 20-yarder at practice or a 20-yarder in a game. You know, they all count to me.
In any sport, sometimes we talk about changes of scenery helping guys. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that's the case here?
You know, I've heard that before, and I think for the most part, so far, I like the scenery. Chicago is a great, great town, great city. You know, being here, it's kind of like, you know, secluded, and it's very relaxing out here. You know, you're out in the woods. So I think it works out well. I think I like it. You know, every day come out here and working, it's very exciting. You know, I wake up every day excited to come out here to Hallis.
Tampa was a little different with the airport right there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're driving down MOK and the facility's right there, so you couldn't miss it if you were around there. So, but yeah, it's definitely good experience, definitely, you know, seeing where other facilities are at, and, you know, being here, it's definitely different, but exciting at the same time.
Can you take me through the field goal attempt in Arizona? What happened?
Was excited about, you know, the opportunity, obviously, for me, you know, with what's happened. You know, I want to go out there, I want to make the kick, and just getting a little over, jumping on the ball too quick, and then I knew right away that I hit it. I came attacked it too quick. Some go in, some don't, when I'm practicing. But I told myself, you know, I knew what I did. I slowed my tempo down the next kick, and it went through. So it's just a matter of, you know, calming myself down that first try. And all tries, you know, you try to make it. Everyone tries, you know, all the kickers try to make it. You just got to calm yourself down and be smooth with it.
You got two more games here coming up, but it's sort of a short period of time here for you to show the Bears what you can do to be the kicker. What do you think you have to accomplish here in the next – it's pretty much a week.
Mm-hmm. I think just go about my process, get better and better every day, and just stay positive because, you know, it happens in every position, you know, and you never know. To me, I'm just like a good saying that I have, just preparing my field, you know, just making sure I give it all my best, do what I have to do. And at the end of the day, they make the decision. So, you know, I'm just going to try to, you know, do my job and do what I can control. And at the end of the day, it's up to them.
There he is, Roberto Aguayo with Mark Potash trying to hijack my interview in the background. It's not Potsy's fault.
It's revealing. We know his process now. Potsy's.
Drives me crazy.
Very forthright.
I know the listeners don't want to hear us complaining about media stuff, but it's like, got a giant practice field out there. There's only two people that are doing interviews, and they insisted on us standing right next to each other. Like, can't stand there. You got to stand there. And then I'm trying to record an interview, and I could tell while I was doing it that Potsy was in half of it. And it's like, come on. All right, sorry. I know people don't care about that. Anyway.
I hope he's not practicing 10-yard field goals.
What do you mean?
He says whether it's a 10-yarder
Yeah, 10-yard field goal.
I hope he's not spending his time on those.
10-yard field goal, right at the goal line. Interesting to hear him, though, explain what happened on that kick in Arizona. Tempo has been like part of the problem. Like, you go back to what he was dealing with in Tampa. It was the idea of you know, like the, I don't know how kickers talk, you know, the kicker lingo, but, you know, the step up into the ball when you're with the tempo of your entire mechanics.
There you go.
Have kind of been all over the place with Roberto Aguayo, and obviously you can understand why in that situation he was nervous and rushed it. I don't know how that translates to a ball that starts left and ends up right, like a knuckleball golf shot.
I was gonna say, it's like your golf shot, right? You hit.
I've never hit a golf shot that starts all the way left and then slices
like
right.
Like some amazing wind comes through.
Usually they just go straight left or straight right.
Yes,
they don't.
Yes.
They don't go left and then right.
But you hit one good shot and you try to do it again. You're overcorrecting. And look, long story short, you start overthinking your golf swing. Roberto Aguayo sounds like he's overthinking his process of the kick.
Yeah.
Maybe he's changed it maybe one too many times because of his struggles. Mitch Trubisky is competing against Mitch Trubisky. Roberto Aguayo is competing against Roberto Aguayo.
Yeah, but he has an uphill battle here.
Yeah. Well, Connor Barth, since...
You realize that the Browns game is a week from today. Like, this is all going to be decided in a week.
Yep. Yep.
So there's two games, but they're in 8 days. And I do think the Bears value what Aguayo, three touchbacks on three kickoffs. You gotta,
he's
like,
got a lag.
You got to like that. Barth can't really do that.
But that's like, I get it. Remember Robbie Gould used to be criticized for his leg
strength? It comes down to making kicks. There's no question about it. But I wonder, it seems like a long shot. Here's the problem. Let's say Aguayo makes everything in these next two games.
Okay.
That's a pretty small sample size considering what's happened over the last 16 months.
I think you're trying to get...
Can you just cut Barth, who's pretty reliable, doesn't have as big of his leg...
What, and bring him back if Aguayo sucks?
Like, that's the thing. I don't...
Stinks?
By the way, Nick Folk's not exactly lighting up in Tampa. I wouldn't be surprised if they cut Barth if the Bucks call him again.
Yes.
You know? I'm just... I find it hard to just completely trust Roberto Aguayo no matter what happens in these last two games. So what I was going to ask is, do you see any scenario in which two kickers are on the opening day?
No, no. You have too many injuries and too many... You know, Pace said himself on this podcast a couple weeks ago.
But what if they think Aguayo is... What if Aguayo performs really well in these two games?
You're not keeping two kickers on the roster. Come on.
And they think Aguayo, former second-round pick who's still very, very young, can be the long-term kicker.
Look, I think these 3 weeks or whatever Roberto Aguayo is spending here is, yeah, you want to see him kick and make some field goals, but you're trying to.
You don't pay a guy almost $500,000.
Yeah, the salary cap's not a problem.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
It's not about the salary cap, but it's still a lot of money to just take a flyer on a guy when you knew he really wasn't going to have a chance.
So this is putting pressure on Barth? I think you're trying to evaluate, to get to back to my point, mentally what Roberto Aguayo can handle and where he's at. Whether this fresh start's really going to be good for him. And I don't know if you're seeing that, because you need that fresh start to come to fruition and may turn into completed kicks.
Yeah.
No, they're not keeping two kickers.
Well, then I don't see any way that he makes a team.
No.
I think this is over.
Yeah.
So then why is he still there?
There's a week left. Well, you want to learn more about... Look, he's obviously got exceptional leg talent. Exceptional. You're smiling at me.
Exceptional.
He's a little second round pick. I hate calling him a second round pick. It's not. He should have been. He should never have been a second round pick.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it's.
Yeah, but
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, second round pick kicker talent. I mean, what the heck is that?
Yeah, because it's really
some of the best kickers ever were undrafted guys.
I know. That's on the Bucks for drafting him that high.
Yes.
But the Bears liked him coming out, too. They said that.
Yeah. Were they going to take him in the second round?
I'm just going back to, why is he still here then? It doesn't look like there's any scenario in which he makes a team. So why is he still here?
Because you think he can't.
Why is he going to take kicks away from Barth in the next two games? Because if he makes everything, you still can't really rely on him. So why is he still here then? That's what I'm saying. Just don't completely rule out the idea of two kickers on the team. Seems like a long shot.
I would completely rule it out. They have so many other... Look, tight ends deep. You might keep four tight ends. Benny Cunningham's making a great run at this roster. I mean, you got guys who are literally going to be on the field more than three or four plays a game.
Yeah.
All right. Two kickers.
Anything else you want to sneak in here?
No, not after that.
Thanks to Mark Potash. For joining the podcast.
That was actually clear. Hello, I'm Mark Potash from Chicago Sun Times.
Thanks for joining the podcast, Potsy. We appreciate you. We should have him on for real soon.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right.
He's been after you on Twitter, by the way.
I know. That's fine. He does that.
I know. You're in his sights for some reason, though.
We were talking, I was talking today with somebody who's like, half the people don't realize when Potsy's like being sarcastic.
Yeah.
When he's in other words, he's coming after you.
Uh-huh.
But then the other half doesn't realize he's also just playing around.
Yeah.
Like, he's not being vicious.
No.
See, I get both.
He was made for Twitter.
I know that he's making. I know that he's making fun of me.
Yes.
But I also don't care because I love him.
Yeah. Very dry sense of humor.
Most people are on other ends of that. All right. We should get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I almost made you do college picks this week. You know there are a few college games this weekend?
Yeah, I had no idea, actually. I know high school football in the area starts
that
tomorrow.
Doesn't surprise me that you had no idea.
Yeah.
We're not doing high school picks.
Why not? The ESCC. Your school's got high school football again.
JD was like, you want to go to the Vernon Hills game tomorrow night? No.
My high school is playing at the University of Notre Dame.
Why? Because they have the same name?
Yeah.
Wow. Notre Dame's playing in Notre Dame.
How about that?
I'll be at Northwestern's Meet the Team night.
Ah, thumbs up.
Great family event, by the way, if you're around Evanston, Friday night. If you have kids, it's great. Follow us on Twitter, at Adam Hoge, H-O-G-E, at Adam Johns, J-A-H-N-S. Read us at WGNradio.com/BearsChicagoSunTimes.com. Please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Rate it, review it. We appreciate you doing that. We also... thank you for filling out the survey. If you're interested in doing that, we just want to get some of your thoughts. DM me on Twitter, at Adam Hoge, H-O-G-E, and I will send you the link to that survey. It'll take 2 seconds. I promise it's really easy. Just want to get some of your thoughts. All right. Bears, Titans, Tennessee, Sunday.
It's Trubisky time.
We'll talk to you after the game.
No.